Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 2nd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today, or whenever you happen to be listening to the message, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, When We Wonder Why. And the scripture text is a rather obscure portion from 2 Chronicles 32, verse 1.
After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah.
I consider a friend of mine whom I've known for many years, actually since college. Throughout his life, he has sought to serve God faithfully. But in the last several years, he's been dealing with a severe trial of lasting consequences. I speak to him periodically and hope to visit him soon, but I do rejoice that he is staying faithful to the Lord through the trial. When he shared his story with me, it was one of those stories that makes me shake my head and wonder, why?
Well, we often kid about Hezekiah being a book in the Bible, which it is not. Hezekiah was one of Judah's greatest kings. When he became king, the nation was in great apostasy, or falling away from God's ways. His father Ahaz had promoted wickedness in Judah and had been most unfaithful to the Lord, the Bible tells us. Yet in spite of this example, Hezekiah chose to follow the Lord.
2 Chronicles 29-31 records the major reforms made during Hezekiah's time of leadership, ending with this statement. Quote, this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God, in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple, and in obedience to the law and the commands. He sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. That's a neat summary, but the text does not end there.
The statement in our daily verse immediately follows this and illustrates a powerful spiritual principle. I quote again, after all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah.
Well, that principle is this. A time of greater testing often follows obedience and blessing. The remainder of chapter 32 records Hezekiah's response to this invasion.
We desire to live our lives with a clear, sensible cause and effect relationship regarding what we face. But it doesn't always work that way, does it? Hezekiah was faithfully serving God at the time of the enemy's attack. Today, many of you are dealing with difficult situations in your life. You've sought to honor God and faithfully serve Him, and you too may wonder, why?
Well, many of these questions will not be answered till we get to the other side, but here's a scripture to meditate upon. It's from Hebrews 12, verse 6. The Lord disciplines those He loves. He is with us in the midst of this discipline, and He provides soothing medicine for our wounded hearts through His holy scriptures. Rejoice in God's faithfulness and steadfast love in the midst of His discipline.
Let's pray together. Father, we are but clay in Your hands. May You break down the hardened walls of our heart and reshape us into a useful vessel that is fully yielded to Your workmanship. As we are crafted by the Master Potter, painful as it may be, let our confidence be founded upon the rock of ages rather than the shifting sands of our circumstances. May we be faithful and obedient so that You pour out Your glory and honor through us, Your yielded vessels. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share God's Word with you in a perspective a bit unusual today, using a text that's certainly not one of the more considered portions of the Bible, but nevertheless a part of God's holy Word. This again is the message that we prepared for Friday, May 2nd, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have several beautiful photos up today, photos that I did not take today. One, a local friend named Doris High, another my cousin's wife in Holman, Wisconsin, of a deer in her backyard. We also have several suggested songs today that we've placed up that we feel reinforce the message. One is called Potter's Hands. We also want to point out today that for the last week, we ask our readers and listeners to fill out a survey. We do have the results to that survey up, which many of you may find interesting, or some of you anyway. And that is available from the website today or from today's archive message post for May 2nd, 2008. There's a link at the bottom just to get to the results, and it's kind of interesting. We are happy that it's been reported that almost all of the folks that filled out the part about the podcast tell us the text is clear, the voices are balanced. No, our voices are clear, and the music is balanced. Well, we appreciate somebody that said they appreciate the amateur nature of our podcast rather than a more professionally polished, produced one. Well, that's what you get. If you could see where we're at right now, we're looking out from our desk. My wife says I'm just yapping here. Well, have a blessed day today. Anything else you want to say, Brooksine? I appreciate her chuckle. Have a great day, and if you are listening to it Friday, have a wonderful weekend. Stay faithful to God, even in the midst of those trials you may be undergoing.